Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seeds moves to third. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Seeds. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to third. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dickey goes all the way around to score. Chapman moves to third. It's 4-0, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Galavan now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ruth is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grubb scoops up the ball and tags Gomez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti strikes out. 2 outs. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Self hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Combs scores. One out. It's 11-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing left field. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Berry reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Charlie English pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Grant Bowler now pitching. Billy Sullivan now catching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lazzari fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue bunts towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. Kress moves to second. It's 11-1, Yankees. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Kress scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Yankees. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Combs moves to second. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Combs moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 12-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell scores. Bird moves to third. It's 14-3, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hayes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bird scores. Two outs. It's 15-3, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Samuel Bird now playing center field. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Self hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.